Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the third episode of the TimCast. Okay, so now that you've heard the intro, welcome back to the TimCast, guys. This time, no guests. I'm all alone. I'm lonely. Lonely as it gets, you know. Lonely, lonely man. Like, you know. There's OnlyFans, also called Lonely Mans. But I won't go on OnlyFans because I am, after all, a child. Yeah. So, sorry for that bang. I'll just hit the table. Basically, this week I'm just going to be, like, talking for half an hour, so you can tune in for this. Anyways, hey, guy. My hair is looking cringe as frickity frick. Sorry for that. I mean, for some reason, like, my style is off today. I'm wearing an oversized Adidas hoodie. Sweatshirt? That's what it's called. I don't speak English video well, so, you know. Obviously, I don't know how to call that thing. The setup is the same. The black screen thing. My Canon camera that I was using before. It's actually, I forgot it in Moscow when I went there. So, that's fun. I'm filming on my GoPro, so sorry for the lower video quality. This should be going up on Thursday. I'm recording this on Monday. And I think that on Saturday, I'm going to be uploading a video. Not sure which one yet. I have a few ones that I'm planning to edit. Because I usually edit things on iMovie. And I recently purchased Adobe Creative Cloud. And I'm currently doing a course. And I'm learning how to use Adobe Premiere. Premiere? I don't know. Along with some other apps like Adobe Audition, Adobe Photoshop, InDesign, and After Effects. But After Effects a bit later because it's a bit professional, you know. Pardon me. I'm introducing a new segment. So it's going to be questions that you can ask me, and you can you can send me those questions by either leaving a review on Apple Podcasts or in a comment on the YouTube version of this. Yeah, and that's that. So either on the comments or a review on Apple Podcasts. So please leave me a review or comment, and I will answer your questions. So, that's going to be a new segment. So, for now, we have two segments. So, it's the weird/funny news thing, and the questions thing. I've got my water here, 0.5 liters. Some sort of beer mug I found. Sorry if you hear a noise right now, guys. Okay, it's good now. So basically what happened, last episode was with Julian, and the audio was terrible. I'm so sorry for that. It happened because, so basically what happened was, I filmed my GoPro, and I had this Rode mic here, recording audio the whole time, but when it came to editing, what happened was that I accidentally deleted the audio file of the mic, and the GoPro sounded awful because of the echo in my room, and I was forced for the most of the video to use the audio from Julian's recording, which was just on his laptop, in his room. So it wasn't the best quality, but I'm sorry for that, guys. And also, for some reason, the camera turned off a few times, so please don't do that this time, GoPro. Please don't turn off this time, because it turned off two times. I don't know what's happening. I don't know. Like, why are you doing this to me, GoPro? Are you trying to make me fail? I'll be trying to, from now on, consistently upload two times a week, the podcast and normal video. And I'll slowly introduce some new channels with a few videos, because I'm slowly thinking of those, and I'm slowly making them. But just give me some time, okay, guy? Just give me some time, okay? Stop pressuring me, guy, okay? I know how angry you are at me, but just stop, okay? Stop. Thank you. Another news, Among Us is still somehow a thing. It's been like a month or two. I don't know. Time doesn't exist in quarantine. So, like, I mean, I guess I'm fine with it. Like, I like, there it's fun playing, especially if you're imposter. And I only like the main map, the first one. I don't know what it's called. I'm not a nerd. yeah, I play sometimes with my friends. We play on Discord. I mean, we play obviously the game, but we talk on Discord. Sorry. Yeah, it's fun. All the YouTubers are making videos on it, from PewDiePie to freaking Sidemen to Willany to everyone. It's just, yeah, it's a lot of stuff. A lot of different YouTubers doing it. But I guess, like, it's just a, to me, it seems like a pump and dumps game. Because, like, you know, like with stocks, right, there's, like, these trading groups that will purchase a lot of a certain stock, raise its price, like, buy it low, wait till, like, they hype it up, everyone buys it. And then when it's at its peak, or when, I mean, they don't know, I mean, obviously they don't know when the peak will be, but when they think it's the peak, they just sell it all at once, and the stock crashes, leaves the stock running behind, but leaves the stock trading group pretty rich. And I think it's, like, obviously it's not the same, because it's not a stock, it's a video game. And obviously, like, you can't buy and sell it. You can buy it, but you can't sell it. But I'm just saying that I think that right now it's hyped up. Like, come on, like, Fall Guys is super hyped up for, like, a month. Well, I mean, less, but it's still, like, dying really quickly. And I think that Among Us will come crashing down after the election, because it's in pretty big news, because, like, it's either Trump being reelected or it's Mr. Biden being elected. And I think either way, there's gonna be like big news coming. I mean, like, any election has like big stuff going on. So I think that it's gonna have big stuff this time as well. I don't wanna talk about politics, you know, because it's a touchy subject. And I don't wanna start like these complicated discussions in the comments and stuff like that. I mean, who am I kidding? Like, I get like literally five views a video. Who's gonna be talking? Like, no one. It just doesn't really matter. I mean, maybe I actually should, like, talk about politics, you know, to give us some attention, you know, become an internet troll. Like, on Trisha Paytas or something. Maybe. So, yeah. So, that's, like, pretty much what's happening right now. Yeah, I'm trying to upload more. That's basically it. And sorry if my chair creaks during this podcast, because it's for some reason it decided to creak this time. Yeah, I don't know what's happening with it. Guys, so please rate this podcast a good 5 stars. And, like, also what's surprising is that this podcast is actually getting much more, I mean, a much higher amount of plays than my videos get of, like, views, because, like, right now, like, I do this podcast through Anchor, the thing, cause this is, this might be sponsored, but I don't think this is sponsored. Like, for example, I have, two episodes, I have a total of 1,363 plays. That's, like, quite interesting, and, like, last episode has 170 plays, and then previous episode has 593 plays, which is interesting. So, yeah, and it's weird. Like, I don't know what people even listen to me. Like, I'm pretty boring. I get it. Like, people listen to, like, for example, the Gus and Eddie podcast, because, like, they're actually funny. You know, they have these good bits, and they're awesome people and awesome comedy stuff. And then they listen to a conversation with, which is DeFranco's, the Philip DeFranco's podcast, because it's like Philip DeFranco, he's an interesting person. He always has interesting people he talks with. And then, I don't know, like, the Tripod, Smoshcast are both led by these two big, like, and I guess also the podcast from Good Mythical Morning, like, they're all led by these big internet groups, like Smosh, the Try Guys, Good Mythical Morning, which are big groups, and obviously, like, people listen to them because they're also interesting. But I'm boring. I'm basic and boring. I'm just this annoying teen who just sits in his room and talks for no reason. And for some reason, like, okay, like 75% of my audience for my podcast is male. 13% is female, 13% is non-specified, and 0 is non-binary. Then the age, like, this is the most interesting, because, like, I would expect that my podcast would be listened to by people from 0 to 17, because, like, this is my age group. That's only 6% of my listener group. 18 to 22-year-olds also are 6%, but then 23 to 27-year-olds are 19%, 28 to 34-year-olds are 31%, 35 to 44-year-olds are 6%, and then 45 to 59-year-olds are 19%, which, like, who from the age of 45 to 59 listens to this? If you're one of these people, I mean, shout out to you for listening to this. Thank you for that. And then 60-plus-year-olds are 6% as well. And I guess, actually, why I have so many plays is because, actually, there turns out there's this other podcast called Timcast, and it's pretty popular. People might press on my thing by mistake, so I guess that makes sense. And then in terms of listening platforms, 47% are on Apple Podcasts, then 34% are other, and then Podcast Addict is 12%, and Google Podcasts is 7%. But I think that 34% is actually mostly Spotify. In terms of location, 87% of mine are in the United States, and for some reason, the most of them are in North Carolina, which is weird. So, shout out to North Carolina, Mr. Beast from there, right? I don't know. Yeah, by the way, his new vid on giving away cars by Ubering people, pretty fun, you know, pretty fun. Yeah, and I'm probably boring you with all these stats, but yeah, I mean, I do have monetization enabled on my podcast or on my channel yet, because, I mean, my channel is just too small, because it has to have 1,000 subs. I have, like, 102, I think, right now. And it has to have, I think, 4,000 hours of watch time in the period, in 12 months. I have, like, 15, so I'm pretty far away. I hope to grow my channel. I want to have, like, I want to be able to monetize it, like, in a year or two. Because, like, I don't need money right now. I hope that my channel will grow slowly. I mean, it's one of my dreams, you know, to be maybe become a YouTuber one day. It's not really a realistic one currently, because I'm not doing too well. Like, if you go on my social blade, right? It was actually pretty interesting looking at my own stats, because I haven't looked at them for a long time. So I looked at them, now let me do it again. So it's TimTDM, right? That's me. That's me, Mario. Sorry for that. That's me. And so TimTDM, I have 103 subscribers, 80 uploads, and 3,636 video views. My grade is C-. My social blade rank is 15,005,965th. My subscriber rank is 17,880,240th. My video views rank is 22,504,930th. Then my country rank, which is Russia for some reason, is 393,280th. And then my games rank is 2,450,381st. Wait, my channel's in games. Why is it registered? Games. So yeah, and then my yearly earnings are 32 cents to $5. I am balling in cash. Okay, the haters may hate, but I have the bag. I'm getting that bread, people. And then my monthly earnings are 3 to 43 cents, which is hilarious. And my best month, like, in the past year in terms of subscribers was, I think it was November, no wait, that was the November 25th to December 2nd, 2019, with 5 subs gained. Famous boy, guys, famous boy over here, get me to the red carpet. For some reason, somehow I got negative 648 views on my video. How is that possible? How can you get negative 748 video views? In the last 30 days, I've gained 108 video views, which is fun. Yeah, so, just weird. I mean, I hope that I'll be able to, you know, grow this channel a bit. It's a hobby for me, because, like, I find the process of filming and editing a video, like, kind of relaxing. I don't know why. Just I don't know, helps me relax. So sometimes in my free time, I'm currently on fall break. Fall break, people. I can actually rest from insane schoolwork. Because I'm now basically a high school student, so it's just a lot of work. Yeah. Okay, let's go on my social blade and let's see similar channels. I'm sorry if you're watching. I mean, I don't know if I will be able to show you the screen, but okay. So, for example, who is this? Okay, G Brocker Dude is a similar channel to me. He has 269,000 video views. Kidding me? How's this guy similar? Okay, it's some sort of Kuwait channel, which is, I guess, makes sense, because, like, YouTube is an insanely large platform with billions of users, I think, all over the world. Pardon me. Which makes sense. Let me just sip my water, people. Water tastes good. Stay hydrated, my guy. Stay hydrated. Sorry for that. The insane thing is that this channel is what, like, 4 years old by now? More than four, because it was created in 2016. Like, I don't know, I just find it funny because I made it just for fun. Like, I was addicted with fail views back then. I'm not sure if I told this story before. I was addicted to fail video, like fail army and stuff, you know? And I would just film a lot of them. And the thing is, I never had, like, these fails in real life. So the first video I ever uploaded on my channel was this fails video. It's like this has weird effect that it was on the YouTube app on my iPad that I filmed it on. And it was just, called fails dot dot dot. I mean, you can still check it out. It's 9 seconds long, and the whole thing is just my mom throwing pills at me. It's like a fail. For those of you listening, I just did a quotation mark thing, so sorry for that, guys. Oh yeah, which is fun, you know. You know what else is interesting? I'm interested in how many people actually listen to this podcast. Like, how many people? What is my viewer retention? Like, how long do people actually listen to it? Because if it's actually just because people press on my thing by accident, obviously it'll be like a few seconds, because they'll be like, oh, this is some weird kid. It's definitely not the thing I was looking for. Okay, let's take Timcast episode 2, don't serve toddler food at a wedding. Okay, so let's see. 170 plays, episode analytics, not enough data, nice. Yeah, average listen time, 18 seconds, which is kind of sad. But 8% retained till, so 1548, which is interesting. Yeah, it's interesting, actually. People listen to it for, like, some long time, I guess. Wait 1 second. Never mind, we're back. So, I guess this is a failure, but who cares? Anyways, let's go to the next segment, which is weird news. Yay! So, I did this last time with Julian, obviously. Okay, so the first article is from upi.com. I haven't read this yet, but I picked out the article because it was weird. Man's mistake while buying lottery ticket earns him $2 million. That's less than what I earned from YouTube, obviously, guys, so. Okay, so, a Michigan man said he made a mistake while buying his lottery ticket that turned a $1 million jackpot into $2 million payday. Wow. Samir Mazahem, I don't know, sorry, 56, of Dearborn Heights, told Michigan lottery officials he accidentally bought two identical tickets for the June 9th Mega Millions drawing using the lottery's website. I went online and bought a ticket using numbers that are family birthdays, Mazahem said. I forgot to save the numbers as my favorites in the app, so I went back and set them up as favorites so I could easily play them in the future. He said repeating the process had an unforeseen side effect. What I didn't realize is that I would be buying a second ticket with the same numbers. Once I figured out I had bought two tickets with identical numbers, I was a little bummed out, but I didn't think much about it, he said. The mistake proved fortune, however, when he matched the five white balls drawn, 0, 1, 0, 5, 0, 9, 0, 10, 23, earning each ticket a 1 million prize. Okay, so the rest of the article is just this guy talking. So, I mean, that's a pretty lucky mistake if you think about it. Like, come on, earning 2 million instead of one. I mean, that's a 200% of additional revenue, you know. So the sad thing is, like, he'll be earning like $1 million anyways, probably because since it's in Michigan, it's in the U.S. Like, from what I know, taxes take up like nearly half of the winnings, which is dumb, but sorry, which is just dumb, but okay. But still, like, I hope that this man, wait, let me Google his name, maybe he's famous now. Samir Mazahem. Nope. Oh yeah, it's just news stories. But wait, is this... is this Michigan? Are you sure this is Michigan? I don't know, anyways. The sad thing about, like, lotteries is that a lot of people actually, like, are harmed by it. Like, they spend millions of dollars in a matter of months, years. Just insane. Like, I don't know, if I won the lottery, I'd probably invest most of my money into stuff. Like, maybe I would start a business, I would invest in some stocks, maybe some forex trading, maybe some rental property, you know, fun stuff. Cause, like, I don't know, like, I'm not like a luxury guy. Like, I don't need like 15 houses like freaking Johnny Depp. Like, I don't need that. So I will probably just like get maybe a house somewhere, a good car, I don't know. Maybe private jet. Private jet would be fun. Like, you could just fly places. That'd be fun, yeah. But I guess there's some sort of charm in flying in a passenger airplane commercial flight. So yeah, anyways, I'm getting a bit off track here. Okay, second story comes from Reuters. The big thing. Okay, so basically, this is a bit about politics. So, Trump or Biden... the article is called Trump or Biden, Peruvian shamans try to predict U.S. election winner. With incense smoke, flowers, and photos of President Donald Trump and Democratic rival Joe Biden, Peruvian shamans performed an ancestral ritual on Wednesday for the U.S. elections, but there was little agreement about who would win the November 3rd ballot. Wait, it's on November 3rd? It's like in a week. Wow. Anyways. Chanting and blowing a traditional Andean shell instrument, the shamans dressed in multicolored garb invoked the Pachamama, or Mother Earth, for the U.S. vote to take place in peace without attacks or any witchcraft between rivals. Okay, that's nice, you know? Because it's better to have a peaceful election, because, like, you know, Trump said that he wouldn't allow a peaceful transition of power. I mean, it's Trump, so I don't know. I hope everything goes well for you guys in America. America, frick, yeah. By the way, I'm not swearing in my videos because I'm a kid and I'm worried that in the future, like, people will look at these videos from, like, schools and universities. I don't want my, like, reputation to be harmed. Anyways, okay, let's continue reading this. Shaman teacher Anna Maria Simeon, doing the ritual held in the lower room of an old building in downtown Lima, said she was in favor of Biden. Ooh. Anyway, basically, it's just undecided, which is kind of pointless because this whole article is a waste. And I'm surprised that, like, such a reputable source such as Reuters would, like, waste this time to write this article that isn't even that interesting. I mean, I guess like good clickbait, but otherwise it's kind of boring. In my opinion, who's gonna win the election? I would say, I actually don't know. I think it, like it's actually like a 50-50 chance this time, because from my standpoint, I believe it would be ridiculous to elect Trump again. Sorry if you're against my opinion, but I think it's just ridiculous. But knowing America, it's possible. So I'm not gonna be. But and also, it's the freaking electoral colleges, which is not good stuff. But also, we're having like America's having like the highest voter turnout since the freaking beginning of the 20th century. And if you're in America, guys, go vote. I don't know, just vote. It's gonna help you out, guys. Maybe I don't know. Just vote. Go vote. Go register. You still have 7 days. I don't know how the system works, but just, I guess I have like a 5-person platform here, so maybe one of those people is actually from America and they're not haven't registered to vote yet. So please do that, guys. You know, I'm not American, so I don't really care about this, but yeah. So yeah, so that's that for weird news, people. Wow. So we're 26 minutes in, 27 minutes in. Yeah, 26 minutes or 27 minutes in. We still have 3 minutes of time left. So for the remaining 3 minutes, I'm just gonna quickly, actually, never mind. I'm gonna talk about, the current YouTubers I'm watching, so you can check them out, maybe. The 5 people who are listening to this, you can check them out. So, I watch Philip DeFranco, his daily show, so check him out. He's an awesome creator. I watch Eddie Burback and Gus Johnson, both their podcasts and their videos. Gus Johnson, and then I also watch Nerd City, who makes, like, these cool videos, doing, like, deep dives into stuff. And then Sven Johnson, which is Gus Johnson's brother, who's, like, also does, like, pretty good sketches. Danny Gonzalez, the commentary guy. Drew Gooden, other commentary guy. Curtis Connor, other commentary guy. Sorry for that. And then also, I currently watch The Right Opinion. Wow, there's a truck passing by. Nice. The Right Opinion, which like does these videos on YouTube stuff, like YouTube history. And Primink, which is also kind of the same genre, but it's different. And then I watched all the E-Boys, not like the TikTok guys, it's the 4 people, the British YouTubers, James Marriott, Willany, Mimulus, and I'm Alex. And then I watched Chris MD, he's like, I've watched him since I was like a little kid, so yeah, that's that. I recently like been binge-watching the Last Week Tonight, that's the John Oliver show, which is, it's pretty interesting actually. Yeah, it's pretty interesting. So, I mean, you can check all those people out. There's probably many more things that I watch, but I just can't think of them right now. I watch them when I have time to watch them, so I'm behind on some of those things. Oh, yeah, and Rumi Official is also one of my favorite ones, the Swedish guy. And Daniel Thrasher, one of his friends, also a good guy who has piano sketches. But otherwise, guys, thank you for watching. Thank you for listening to this. If you're made all the way here, shout out to you, my guy. You are amazing. Thank you so much for this. I hope you have a great day, obviously, after listening to this. I mean, I don't know, just good luck with your life, guys. If you watch this on YouTube, maybe like it. I don't know, maybe you subscribe to the channel. That'd be pretty nice. Maybe even leave a comment, maybe even share this with a few friends. That's pretty awesome. Thanks for watching. And if you're listening to this on any other platform, please leave it a good review. We gotta climb the charts like a ladder. That's a terrible analogy. Otherwise, guys, just thank you, guys. Thank you for all the support, even though not supporting me, but wow, that was loud. I'm sure we've heard that. But anyways, have fun, and goodbye.